It was a cold, dark, miserable day in Pittsburgh. The day after Christmas, and I was in line to get on a Greyhound bus and go to Erie, back to campus, to start a term paper. And I looked back down the line of people waiting for this bus, just in time to see one of those passengers pull a plastic rain bonnet off her head and shake out her blonde, her perfect 17 magazine cover blonde hair. And I thought, this miserable day could be much improved if it were to turn out that I was going to spend the next 5 hours seated next to that person. If someone's in front of you in line, you know that you can just pray, move ahead aggressively, use your elbows, and capture the seat next to her. But how do you do that when the person's back there? I thought very quickly. I was an ROTC student, so I reviewed what I had learned in small unit maneuvers, in tactics and strategy. I picked a double seat on the left. I thought, I'll take the aisle seat myself. I quickly wrapped up my wet trench coat, put it overhead, took out an appropriate book. I was in a three-piece corduroy suit, white shirt and tie. I thought, that's a plus. I sat down and pretended to read. And these wet people snaked their way back, and she got closer and closer, and she stopped and said, is that seat taken? Oh, my God. I jumped up. I helped her out of her wet coat, stowed it overhead and her suitcase. She slipped in and sat down. I sat down and returned to my book. The bus pulled out and started to make its way through the Pittsburgh traffic. And she took out a roll of Lifesavers, peppermint, and took one and offered me one. And I took it and said, thank you, and returned to my book. A minute or two went by, and then she took her Lifesavers out again and went and took another and said to me, would you like another? And I said, I still have mine. And I showed her. I said, I'm sucking on it the way you're supposed to. And went back to my book. Well, I actually think I read a few sentences, because at some point my Lifesaver got down to that very, very thin circle, and I just flipped it and crunched it between my incisors. And she said, I heard that. Would you like another? And that began the conversation. We talked for 5 hours. She was Carol Clayton. She was a student at Mercyhurst College, a junior, an English major, going back to finish a paper. Her favorite author was George Eliot. Her favorite teacher was Sister Mary Ann Francis. She was from Mount Lebanon, which is a community about as far on the west side of Pittsburgh as Wilkinsburg, where I'm from, is on the east side of Pittsburgh. And I told her about Wilkinsburg and about Central Catholic, where I had gone to high school, and my favorite author, and my favorite teacher, and everything. We told each other everything. She came from a family that got up like my family and went to Mass all together. that prayed the rosary together, that ate macaroni and cheese and fish sticks on Friday night, just like my family. Her mother would not have a deep fryer in the kitchen, just like my mother, because it was unhealthy and Protestant. The bus made its way up Route 19 through Zelianople and Mercer and Meadville. I guess because we didn't pay any attention. We discovered that we both had brothers who had joined the Christian Brothers, so they'd entered religious life. My brother's a year older than I am. He finished high school and went off to become a brother. And her brother joined the Brothers in high school, so they were both praying and studying down in Ammendale, Maryland. And Carol asked me, what did I think about my brother doing that? And I said, I didn't think it would hurt him in any way. And I said, what do you think about your brother doing that? And she had all sorts of ideas on that. She talked about his thinking on the subject. She talked about her own ideas about his emotional makeup. She and her brother had had long conversations about his choosing a religious vocation. When the bus got to Erie, we couldn't end that conversation, and we went for a walk, and then we went and got a cup of coffee. I told her about my sister Mary, who had joined the Sisters of Charity. She was in the convent. Eventually, I put her in a cab, and she went back to her campus. And I never called her and never went out with her, because as she left, all I could think about was my sister Mary. Somehow, this blonde apparition had given me permission to think, what do I actually think about my sister? I had always just accepted the party line. It's a blessing if your child goes in the religious life. It's a higher calling. And now I thought and realized, I hate the idea that my sister's in the convent. It's all wrong for her. So I hurried back to the dorm and began to compose a letter to my sister that might persuade her why she should leave that cold, dark, miserable convent. And she did. Thank you.
Ab Logan.